President Trump's calls for the U.S. to take over Canada, Greenland, the Panama Canal, and even Gaza have many wondering, could this be the return of an old American ambition? As NPR's Scott Newman reports, the president has laid out his vision for the future with a term few of us have heard since high school, manifest destiny.
In the first speech of his second term, President Trump talked about the spirit of America's frontier past, invoking a renewed U.S. expansionism.
Expectations and carries our flag into new and beautiful horizons. And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars.
Trump's mention in the inaugural of Manifest Destiny piqued the interest of Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
It's fascinating to see this term come back because the whole concept of expanding the country, of course, is at the core of the American experience.
O'Hanlon explains that Manifest Destiny was coined in 1845 to describe the belief in America's divine right to occupy the western lands of North America, despite that indigenous people and citizens of other nations already lived there. While most Americans today view Manifest Destiny as indicative of U.S. domestic policy, O'Hanlon argues that in the 19th century, it was central to U.S. foreign policy.
Initially, all these lands in the Ohio Valley, and of course the Louisiana Purchase, and the Great Plains, and the Southwest, which were conquered, taken from Mexico in 1846 to 1848, all of these lands were acquired by the United States when they had not originally been part of the country.
Will Freeman, a fellow for Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, sees some parallels between Manifest Destiny and Trump's current vision for the country.
But I do think the context is different. Now it's, I think, about rising geopolitical competition with China, Russia, and others.
Freeman says that the U.S. today is more concerned with strategic choke points and resources. While Trump's remarks might seem geared toward boosting patriotism or energizing his base, the rest of the world is not likely to see things in quite the same way.
It is absolutely setting off alarm bells.
That's Susan D. Page, a former U.S. ambassador during the Obama administration and current professor at the University of Michigan.
I think the question for all of our partners, neighbors, is how serious are these, I wouldn't call them threats, but are the intentions?
Page suggests that Trump's disruptive foreign rhetoric could unsettle both allies and adversaries, who would prefer a more conventional diplomatic relationship with the new administration.
If anything is true about foreign policy, national security, diplomacy, people like stability.
Given Trump's unpredictable nature, achieving that stability is likely to prove challenging. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.